Exhausted and desperate, every one of these Afghan men wants an end to the US-led conflict in their war-torn country. They are no longer supporting it. They want Afghan forces to take the lead. The presence of Americans has achieved nothing but more violence, they were telling us.
The presence of these foreign troops has brought more unrest in our country. They are themselves supporting the Taliban. Therefore, we want them to leave this country immediately.
We have to move towards self-sufficiency and defend our country ourselves. The foreign countries should not be allowed to lead our country.
Their faces turned red when I asked them about the establishment of US military bases in Afghanistan beyond 2014. We found them totally anti-US. They all negatively responded to this plan. We won't let them stay here any longer, this man said.
We are not happy about the presence of those foreign troops. We hate them. And if they stay here, more innocent people would be killed in their operations.
But President Karzai has already confirmed that US wants to sign a security agreement with his government. And once it is inked, the US military will set up their permanent bases in this country. Both sides are now in talks. But Karzai has not made his mind yet. He's not sure if it will help the country.
This agreement is about US military bases, the number of US troops beyond 2014. But the US cannot influence this agreement through its media psychological war against our position.
At this stage, President Karzai is not trying to sell this deal to his people. He's still blaming the US for committing big mistakes, like not chasing the militants in the Pakistani tribal areas. But his critical tones have usually changed overnight. Public opposition to US military presence here has grown as this country still remains a dangerous place in that its local civilians who are bearing the brunt of escalating violence, they have paid the highest price since this war began. 20,000 civilians are said to have been killed so far in this war. It's a huge number. Therefore, it's believed to be too difficult now for the US to convince Afghans that its long-term involvement would change their lives. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.